Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday installment of the BTN News Show. Sorry, we're a bit late today on this 19th of March, 2020. We do, however, got the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and it's coming at you in about 5 minutes. All right, we've actually got some good, solid tech news today. And it all starts with Apple. They've announced a new iPad Pro. Yes, the new iPad Pro looks like the existing iPad Pro. You can choose between the 11-inch display, of course, or the 12.9-inch display. But the new one has a new 8-core A12Z Bionic system on board. The previous chip was actually an A12X. There's also a 10-megapixel ultra-wide camera sensor. And Apple's saying the microphones that are on the things actually have improved too, promising studio quality sound. Now, other than the actual iPad Pro launching, let's talk about the keyboard. Apple's trying to take a direction towards it looks like the Microsoft Surface. This keyboard has actually got a trackpad, which definitely points to the all indication in iOS 14. There will be a mouse cursor available, at least on the iPad Pros. Now, what we do know for now, the trackpad will actually support gestures that let you switch between apps, open the app switcher, and activate the dock or control center. Meaning we probably won't be seeing this cursor till iOS 14 is launched this fall. So how much are these new goodies gonna cost you? Well, the iPad Pro 11-inch with 128GB of storage will start at $799. The 12.9-inch model with 128GB of storage, just under $1,000. Let's just call it $1,000. It's actually $999. Add another $150. Oh, and if you want the keyboard, which by the way will be available in May, you better set aside another $300 or $350 depending on the size of your new iPad Pro. Now, other Apple news included a new Mac Mini. Again, though, like the iPad Pro, it looks like the old Mac Mini. However, though, there's more storage options. The base model Mac Mini now will ship with a 256GB SSD storage on board. I remember the previous one had 128, and will be running the Intel Core i3 CPU with a clock speed of 3.6 GHz, plus an Intel HD Graphics 360 CPU and 8GB of RAM. And all of it can be yours at $799. If you need a little bit more juice in your system, that will be about $1,100 and will give you a 3 GHz Intel Core i5 CPU and 512 GB of storage. Regardless of what you choose, both models will be shipping starting March 20th. More hardware has been announced today. Yes, Sony had to also tweet their little horn too. They unveiled a lot more details about the PS5. So what are we getting with the PS5? A custom core AMD CPU clocked at 3.5 GHz and a custom GPU that's promising 10.28 teraflops clocked at 2.23 GHz. All of this will be accompanied by 16 GB of GDDR6 RAM and get this, 825 GB of SSD storage. Now it won't be just limited to SSD though. It will have support for USB hard drives too, and will also still have a 4K Blu-ray drive. You know, if you've still got those discs laying around. Again, Sony's just kind of trickling this information out of the PlayStation faucet. This goes on top of the 8K gaming and 4K gaming at 120 Hz that we already know about, plus 3D audio sound. And finally, well, with a lot of us working from home right now, Slack, yeah, it's kind of needed for work and also the BTN community. BritishTech.slack.com, little plug there. Anyways, back to the actual news. Slack's update actually starts rolling out today, and they're hoping the update will make it a lot simpler to use. Slack right now is actually trying to address some of these flaws in their chatting, and now they have a far better sidebar customization with a new compose button, a top navigation bar, plus a lot of other tweaks here and there. As the vice president of Slack actually said, we've taken a lot of the historical features, reorganized them in a way that makes them much more apparent in the right way and simple to use. Searching for people or channels and reacting to threads and mentions, we all know has been a little bit on the clunky side with Slack, but with the new redesign, they're promising a lot of improvement when it comes to that. Now, Slack will be rolling out all of these changes to new users first. Everyone else that's kind of been accustomed to how things have been running from the start will see the design showing up in the coming weeks. got a story and no one else is listening, well, please send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Our website, located at BritishTechNetwork.com, that is where you subscribe to all the wonderful BTN shows, the Mac Show, the Big Show, the Photo Show, and so much more happening over there. And please also, if you do enjoy the news show, head on over to our subscription page at BritishTechNetwork.com/subscriptions. We need your support to keep the news show on the air. Check us out on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter, of course, at British Tech. And I said it a little bit ago, but I'll say it again, our BTN community over at our Slack room. Come join us today. It's a lot of fun. You can find it at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way for your Friday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.